Hare Krishna. Today is the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri Pad, and devotees who've gone to Shantipur. Originally I had inclination to do that when I made my plans about going on Parikrama, but having just returned again to Mayapur. And since Shantipur is almost halfway to Calcutta, then I didn't. But it's a wonderful festival. Marks when Madhavendra Puri came to Shantipur to Advaitacharya's house. And at that time, Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu were there. So they have a very wonderful festival to commemorate that occasion. And of course, Madhavendra Puri's role in our sampradaya, which is a very important one, in that Madhavendra Puri is the root of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara or sampradaya. Although Madhavendra Puri is in the Madhava sampradaya, but we're known as Gaudiyas, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And in Shastra it states that in Kali Yuga all the other four sampradayas merge into one, and this is the Gaudiya Sampradaya within which they merge. Because in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line is the only actually complete description, philosophical description of the absolute truth, and of course the topmost practice of devotional service. And this was Madhavendra Puri's contribution, which then became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Sri Chaitanya Manovavishtam. And what was that? Well, Madhavendra Puri was the first to exhibit the pure spontaneous love of Godhead that was characteristic of the Brijbasis. Prior to his time in other sampradayas, the general mode of worship was most in the mood of servitude. And that also mixed with reverence. The idea of spontaneous service was not even necessarily prevalent. But Madhavendra Puri both taught and personally exhibited the devotional service and the ecstatic symptoms that arise from that, of that type of spontaneous affection or spontaneous love for Krishna. And of course that is Lord Chaitanya's mission. Chaitanya Charitamrita begins like that. Anarpitam charim chirat karuna vatirana palo. That which is anarpitam charim chirat for a long, long time. This devotional service has not actually been known of. It's the secret of the Vedas. But Krishna, having recently appeared along with his associates to explain the purpose of Krishna's appearance, which very few people really understood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then personally introduced the means for understanding that devotion, which is primarily by chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And secondly, the particular mood of that devotion, which is the mood of vipralamba seva, or separation from Krishna. And although Lord Chaitanya really exhibited these symptoms of devotion in private to his associates, and in public he just chanted Hare Krishna, although he certainly exhibited those symptoms of ecstasy, but he instructed his followers, especially the Goswamis, to write books in elaborating on the cultivation and the manifestation of this spontaneous devotion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also showing us that you don't just make things up, even if you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you don't just introduce something new, but rather Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also following Mahajanadina Gata Sapanta, the path of the Mahajans. In the first 16 years of his advent, Lord Chaitanya didn't manifest this kind of devotion or even manifest devotion to Krishna. Rather, he was in the role of Nimai Pandit. It was only when he met Madhavendra Puri and then received initiation from Madhavendra Puri that he began to exhibit this type of ecstasy, the following Madhavendra Puri's instruction. He began to chant Krishna's holy names, and that was when he manifests this devotion. So showing the principle that whatever bhakti that you have, you must have gotten it from somewhere. He got it from his spiritual master, who got it from his spiritual master. Of course, Madhavendra Puri in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Kavi Karnapur, reveals him to be a desire tree of the spiritual world. There are multiple desire trees in the spiritual world. Which desire tree, he doesn't say, although there is considered to be one Vriksharaj in Kunjaraj, which is at the yoga pit. But anyway, there are many desire-fulfilling trees, Kalpa Vrikshas. And of course, Kalpa Vrikshas fulfill anything, including one's desires for loving devotion or pure devotion. So Madhavendra Puri was the root of this bhakti, of the tree of devotional service, and we're receiving that same devotional service in Parampara, coming down to Srila Prabhupada and from Srila Prabhupada for coming generations. But one should be very clear about what it is that our mood of Krishna consciousness is, what our goal is, where we're striving for, and what the perfection that Vaishnavas are chanting Hare Krishna for, and also that particular mood of devotion. Now in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think twice, if not three times, Kaviraj Goswami describes this verse that Madhavendra Puri used to recite in his last days as he was leaving the world. And he says that this verse was actually spoken by Srimati Radharani when Krishna left Vrindavan and had gone to Mathura. And it symbolizes the mood of separation in which Gaudiya Vaishnavas chant Hare Krishna, practice devotional service, a mood of separation from Krishna, which becomes a very powerful tool both for purification and ultimately for also meeting Krishna. So he says, Aidina Deyadranata Himat Uranata Kadava Lakshati Ridaya Tadalokata Dhavakam Daita Brahmatikim Karomi Aham. In summary, he's saying that now you've become Mathuranath, you've gone to Mathura and left Vrindavan. So I feel that my life is on the very verge of extinction. So what should I do? Where should I go in order to find you? How can I continue living in these circumstances? So this is a mood of separation by Kaviraj Goswami says, well, how can I feel this mood of separation? Well, you just say this verse over and over again. and the same mood, the same bhava with which Madhavendra Puri and Madhavendra Puri's followers who heard him say these, and of course Srimati Radharani, who originally said it, that same mood of separation will rub off. It will rub off by dint of association. So of course Madhavendra Puri is not saying it thinking that he's Srimati Radharani, but in the same way, he's also experiencing that same separation by being in contact with Srimati Radharani's mood of separation. So these are some of the things that we can think about today on the day of Madhavendra Puri's disappearance, and think about the real importance that this great personality plays within our own spiritual lives. Hare Krishna.